Welcome to Larry Reedy's America. Tonight we're going to have a whiskey podcast, and there's Steve, Greg, Mike, myself, and we're going to do something a little bit different. I've got to find out if my palate is as screwed up as I think it is, or that I might be right. So tonight, instead of everybody having an ounce of something or other, we've got four different whiskeys, and I'm actually going to drink two. And everybody's getting 3 ounces of whiskey. Here, this is, that's Steve's, and this is Greg's, and mine. So I've always had a problem drinking, you know, 3 sips of about maybe an ounce. But after I drink another 2 or 3 ounces, which is normally 3 ounces, I change my total opinion about the whiskey. And so we're going to see if this works out tonight. And so everybody's going to start out just like you had a 1 ouncer and take your 3 little sips and just grade it on that. I got bagel pads out tonight. Just and grade it how you think it is. And when we'll go around the table, and then afterwards, we're going to go back and drink the rest of it and see if you change whatever you graded the first 3 sips. So,
and these are all four the same or no?
No, they're all different. Okay. I was really going to screw you up and put I was going to put rum and all, but no, they're all.
Hey, rum's better than Dickel.
I don't have my flavor wheel. How am I going to pick out geranium?
You're kidding. Well, you can just say floral. And the other thing that I did on the one, well, let's see, the only one I could find that I picked, Mike's description of his whiskey is what they put on the website. And the one that I picked for myself, they have their description, and I want to see if mine's remotely connected to what the distillery thinks it should smell and taste like. So could be interesting, because I tried that on another one, and you know, I got some of the stuff, but I certainly didn't get all of it, and some of the nose stuff and on the palate, and I with this partial plate, I don't think my front palate's worth a damn anymore. Mm-hmm. But you know, it just, some of it just, I don't know how they come up with it. So, and by the way, did you know Fred Minnick was in Jungle Jim's last week?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just as a guest, you mean?
Yeah, guest. And I had a taste for some Irish whiskey getting ready for St. Pat's Day. Hmm. Well, we're all taking our little sips first, so let's see. Well, my first sip definitely tastes like more. And I've had this before, so, and, you know, I threw away, we had so many of the wheel sheets that we've been using, and I think this might be a good format. And the reason is, other than some bottles that I bought recently, I think we've all tasted everything else, because there's, I can't remember how many, maybe 60 episodes, and with 3 whiskeys per episode, that's 180 bottles. Mm-hmm. I got more than that, but so a lot of them are duplicates too. Mm-hmm. Well, so far on mine, maybe this will change, but so far on mine, the whiskey that I'm drinking, I've got, of what they're saying I should be smelling and tasting, I've got about a couple of them, and a couple I can't describe, but I don't know where they're coming up with a couple of these things. I can't smell them. I sure can't taste them. I did my first three little tastes. I'm gonna grade that. Does anybody have three of theirs yet? No. You had three little tastes yet? Okay.
Getting there. We got one more to go.
Okay. Steve, did you do three yet? Okay. You ready to start with your tasting?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, Steve's starting with his whiskey, which is unknown right now.
Okay, on the nose, I get some vanilla, burnt caramel, some ripe dark fruit, and then for some reason, it's a little bit of bubble gum on the nose.
How about the appearance?
Appearance is nice. It's got nice legs. It's still coming down the side of the glass. Very dark. Real nice. Do you want to... We're not rating it, are we? We're
just kind
of... Oh, are we?
Yeah, right. We want to rate the first three sips, and then when your palate's kind of cleansed again, mm-hmm. then drink the rest of it and see what changes.
Okay. So talk about the taste now, or?
Yeah, talk about the taste and everything on the first three.
I got some butterscotch, little tobacco leaf, the dark fruits that I smelled in the beginning, I carries over to the taste. Actually some creme brulee. I think that that vanilla flavor actually gets a little like burnt, and like a creme brulee flavor. And it finishes up with some baking spices, and I think it's a real nice flavor. And then the finish, all that carries over to the finish, but it lingers. Kind of gives you a nice little hug down here, a little burn, with pepper and cinnamon. Mm-hmm. Probably more pepper than cinnamon.
Okay, so how do you rate them all?
Looks, I'd say a 9. Nose, I gave it an 8. Taste, probably an 8. Out of 10, you know.
Okay.
And then same with the finish, probably an 8.
Okay, so we'll see what happens after you drink the rest of it. Okay. Greg?
The appearance to me is what I think a bourbon should look like. I gave it a 10. Beautiful color, nice viscous, real oily and thick. The nose to me, I was getting some wild cherry, vanilla, black pepper, and the palate, nice and hot, just like I love it. A lot of cinnamon, a lot of pepper, and a little bit of tobacco. And the finish has that great burn, you know, all the way from the Rudy to the Tooty. Well, maybe to the Tooty, but I'll let you know tomorrow. But yeah, it's man, it's a nice one. It is.
Can't take him anywhere.
It's a good one. Huh? Okay, so what's your totals?
Well, you know what?
And Steve, what was your total? 33 on the first go around.
Took me a little bit to get that math done in my head.
You weren't a math teacher, though.
No.
Okay. We'll let that slide.
So, I guess I'm not going to be good with your little experiment.
Oh, you're not
going
to improve, man, because you
probably, because I think I'm going 10 across the board.
Yeah. Really. I mean, it's a good one. Yeah. I've hit it, and it's good. Yeah.
God, I hope it's Dickel. I swear to God. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny? Oh, my.
Okay.
If it's Dickel, I quit.
Okay. I thought this one had a nice viscosity. The color's a little on the light side, but it's still not bad. I mean, it's really pretty in the glass. I gave it a 9 on the appearance. The aroma, I didn't get a lot out of it, but the aroma of this one, it wasn't overpowering to me. It was real subtle. I gave it an 8, but I got some ripe peaches, some floral notes, a little bit of leather, and some oak. And on the taste was fantastic. I got pepper, oak, some brown sugar, some ripe fruit. I thought peach, but maybe not some kind of orchard fruit. And at the end, maybe just a little bit of tobacco leaf. I gave the taste a 10. This was really good. The finish, it was really warm. Felt it all the way down. I've got a lot of pepper. Some kind of ripe fruit again. There, it just lingered a little bit. I gave the finish a 10 for a total of 37.
Okay. Okay, on mine, I gave it 9 appearance. The nose, I'm going to tell you what I thought the nose was, and I'm going to tell you what on my website for this, what they thought it should be. I could smell caramel. It's some kind of a spice, like some kind of a bread spice, maybe. And peanuts, I can smell that. I gave the taste or the smell an 8. I think it followed through with the taste. I gave that an 8. I gave the finish a 9. So I have a total of mine that was, 34. And as I'm drinking the second part, it's going to be better because it's really good. So we'll go back to Steve, on what you're drinking right now, and you can continue to drink, but what you have is Buzzard Bruce. It's 115.7, and I think it's great, and I think it gets better.
That's the barrel strength, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think you're drinking, Greg?
Fry Ranch.
Huh?
Frey Ranch, no?
Dickel.
Maybe Booker's or Elijah Craig Barrel.
I love this. I mean, this is just so good. How about Jack Daniels?
I was going to say that next.
Let's see.
The barrel strength, single barrel.
Single barrel, 129.5.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. I've had that. But, see, I got a... When I was hit that, I got a lot of bananas out of that.
Yeah, see, I'm not getting that. It's more of a wild cherry as far as any kind of fruit.
I got some kind of a fruit. But, yeah. The sweetness and everything, it really kind of offset the pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Because it had some
meat. It's hot. Oh, yeah. It's hot.
It's really good.
You know, I've got 3 or 4 bottles of that at the house. I got some Booker's. It all reminded me of the same, you know, that's a go-to. Elijah Craig Barrel Strength's a go-to. Yeah. Stag Junior.
Yeah.
All that stuff kind of hits home for me. It's like, man.
But see, the Booker's, that damn finish is just, I mean, it has really got some heat.
Oh, yeah.
And this here...
It's not quite as drastic.
Yep. But it just goes away, and it's a real nice feeling.
Yep, yep.
It's
not overbearing, but it's good.
Yeah, yep. Right.
Yep.
Okay. Mike, what do you think yours was?
Boy, I don't know. It's not a rye.
No.
Okay. I really don't know.
Pretty damn good, though.
It's very good.
Yeah. Curly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
EJ Curly. I never had it before, so.
Yeah. Curly, 116.86 proof. Only available in Kentucky. And it's an old distillery, because I looked that up.
Yeah. But,
why is it only available in Kentucky?
I don't know that.
Did I tell you that when you picked it up?
No. He just said that, you know, because I was on the phone with you and kind of going down the road. And I said, you got anything else that you would recommend? I said that I can't get in Indiana. And he went straight to that. So he said it's really good stuff.
And it's cheap.
Yeah, it's not that expensive.
Yeah, no. And I mean, I was kind of shocked at how good it was when I drank some.
What kind of age is it?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, yeah.
I should have written it down. It seems to me, I thought it might be 6 or 7 years or something like that, but I'm not sure. Because I know one of the pin hooks that my God, it's a 7-year rye. But the pin hook, again... Inexpensive, really good stuff. Mm-hmm. So, okay, Steve, is there any change since you've been drinking the rest of it?
No, if anything, I'd give it a better rating on the finish, but everything else I think stays the same.
So your original finish was?
An 8. I think I'd probably go to a 9 because it's 9. Still lingering right there.
So you're at, what, 35?
34.
34. And you're not, well, you...
Yeah, I don't think I'd stray, honestly, but... If anything did change, see, I'd be the opposite way on the finish, just because I'm getting used to it now.
Oh, you're getting, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it may not be as long lingering because my palate's all sizzling.
Oh, but the taste on that sensational.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just really good. Okay, Mike, have you changed yours any?
I don't know how I could really improve. I think the finish, I gave the finish a 10, but if I could go more than that, I would, because the finish is better now than what it was on the first couple sips.
Yeah.
And the taste is, it's right there.
Yeah.
It's,
that's great.
I just looked it up, like as far as the tasting notes.
Yeah.
I got a couple of them, so, well, yeah.
It says, wild honeysuckle magnolia, earthy tobacco.
For which one? Mike's?
Yeah.
And peach. They've got peach.
Okay, see, down. When I looked, it didn't have the peach. But yeah. I tasted something, some kind of fruit when I had it, but I had no idea what it was. But I think, and what's $50 or something like that? Was that what that Curly's was? I can't remember. I should have kept all the little stickers that were on the bottles, but Mike, was that around 50 or, you know?
About.
The Curly.
Yeah, it was 50, like 2.
Something
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
for barrel strength, it's a steal. That's not bad at all.
It was $52, yeah.
Same with the Jack. I mean, that, you know, yeah, back when I couldn't find Stack Junior, I couldn't find Elijah Barrel Proof, this stuff is sitting on the shelves, man. Nobody was buying it.
I know.
$60. It's a hell of a nice looking bottle.
And I'll tell you, I'd take that over Booker's and Stag Junior any day of the week. Elijah Craig, I'd have to flip the coin.
I like all those, man, those real hot ones.
That was Jack Daniel's single barrel?
Yeah.
The gold label barrel strength.
Yep. Okay.
Is that?
And they're all different too, you know, it's all single barrels, so.
Yeah.
Well, on mine, on the pin hook, I went to 9 on the nose and on the palate. So I went from 34 to 36. I kept the appearance at 9, and I couldn't give the finish at 10. It was long, but just not long enough. Mm-hmm. So,
I'd say on this one, if I was going to change anything on it, I would give the aroma probably a 9 instead of an 8.
Yeah. Because I thought the nose on that was terrific.
Yeah. It's opening up a little more.
Yep.
And the more I sip it, when I go back to smell it again, I'm picking up. It's becoming more bold to me. So,
well, you know, the thing is, this is what I get all the time. It usually nothing changes on appearance. Sometime the finishes will go up one or down one, but the nose and the palate usually gets better the more you drink of it. And I 3 ounces, I was going to put 4 ounces in, but I thought, nah, 3 ounces is a pretty good pour. Because you guys were always doing 1 ounce.
And yeah.
Well, now I need an ounce of theirs and an ounce of his, and I'll be all right.
I don't have cooties.
But, so what do you think of a format like this instead of everybody drinking the same whiskey?
Well, me personally, I think it'd be better if we all were drinking the same.
Yeah.
But more of it, maybe.
Greg, keep it like this. Where
Greg
you get...
just likes proving to everybody that he knows more. Huh? So he wants to drink the same as everybody.
Well, the problem is, and I mentioned this before, with when you got 4 people that like to talk and like to drink, these podcasts go on and on and on, and
well, yeah.
people just lose interest. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, which is fine. I mean, we concentrate on one, and if we were all on board with the same one,
I
think it'd be a little easier to compare.
Well, the only problem is then you're going back to the 1 ounce
because you don't have enough of the.
Well,
no, you know, just do.
Just do one. Just do one period, just like we're doing now, but have it all the same.
Yeah, but that's not as interesting.
Yeah.
I can see pros and cons.
Yeah, there is. I mean, it's just kind of like whatever I say, you guys might say something totally different.
Maybe we could get some feedback from the listeners, because the thing is, just about everything I've got, I mean, we've had a lot of podcasts, so about everything we've got, you pretty much taste it.
Well, seeing...
And this I'm throwing a bringer in.
Yeah, I've only watched a few of these. I mean, I say a few YouTube videos where, you know, it'll be a husband and a wife or two buddies whatever. They're usually sampling the same stuff. That way they can kind of bounce off each other and say, you know, what they think. But part of that, too, is kind of like, well, if you put something in somebody's head, then you're kind of wondering, sure. Like, oh, well, hell, they're
going to. Whoever speaks first.
Yeah.
And see, this was interesting because, like, you had no idea it was Jack Daniels.
That's where I was going next. It really was. I mean, I knew it was.
You knew it was Fry Proof.
I love that Fry Ranch, and that stuff was pretty killer. I bet he gave me some of that.
So his 4th guess was going to be Jack Daniels, whether you said it was Jack Daniels or not.
It was.
Sorry, what?
It was. My 4th guess. Hey, did you boys guess yours?
Fuck, I don't know.
He should have gave you 10 guesses.
I never would have guessed that. No.
Yeah, I would have never guessed this.
I knew this was barrel strength, no doubt about it. Yeah, I knew this was what I was into, which, like I told you.
But the
Stag, if anybody looks at Stag Jr.,
God, I was just hoping Elijah I could find Bear. A Deco about 125 proof.
Well, I think they make it. Thank God I ain't never had it. That'd be over the top garbage.
I wasn't going to guess Buzzard Drew's, but I was going to say MGP.
Oh, yeah?
So
really? Yeah.
Yeah, it tastes like MGP juice. Good ride.
Did you even make a guess?
No, he didn't ask me.
Didn't I ask you?
No.
So what did you think it was?
I didn't fear it was something MGP. High rye, yeah.
Yeah? Huh. Well, you know, if we can get people, they say the average podcast for drive time is 37 minutes. And the funny thing is, if I'm interviewing somebody that's whether it's a veteran or a doctor or whoever, people listen to that if it's over an hour. They don't care.
Yeah.
But we kind of go off on tangents sometimes.
We do, and which is sometimes good, I think. But
yeah, it's good for us. It's therapy.
but I will say, like on this one, what we may have should have done is kind of did like we've done the others. You kind of put us on air. There was a lot of stuff going on when we weren't even talking, like a lot of recording.
Yeah.
Ticking to the 37 minutes that you want to get to, so we kind of wasted probably five minutes just by sitting here drinking.
Like right now,
we're making sure we're breathing.
We're only at 26 minutes, you know, and it's and we could still talk about it, but the thing is, there are so many good bourbons and ryes out now.
Oh yeah,
probably the shortest and sweetest we keep us, the better. Yeah. To be honest with you, I mean,
Which pinhook do you have? You said yours is pinhook. Which one is it? The regular one?
Yeah, straight bourbon with the 116.
Have you tried that high proof bourbon yet?
This is a high
proof. Oh, that's the high proof.
This is a high proof.
Okay.
And it's got a high. I got the high proof rye.
Yeah.
But the pinhook for the money and that curly for the money is just insane. So.
Yeah, anything barrel strength for 50 bucks, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and there's just a, you know, I talked to somebody, and I'm not going to mention who it was, but he's getting his dad a bottle of whiskey for his birthday, and he's getting him a Pappy 12. Now, he's going on a secondary market to get it. $850, and it's just not that good.
It's not.
But his dad likes it. He can afford to do it, and he's going to do it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't buy anything on the secondary market.
I usually try to refuse that, too, unless somebody's got a good deal out there.
There's no good deal on the secondary market.
Well, I told Steve, I said, I got to go pick up a bottle of Elijah Craig Barrel Strength Single Barrel. It's not a batch of theirs. It's just a single barrel that somebody picked. Yeah, I think it was $70. I mean, for Barrel Strength Elijah. So, yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah. I think, you know, Elijah Craig and even like 1792, that's a good everyday
full proof,
drinker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anything that ain't Buffalo Trace, you know. I mean, Buffalo Trace, these idiots. I mean, that cracks me up. Stupid. Some of these groups I'm in on Facebook, man. It's like they all got to show off their bottle of Blanton's.
Yeah. Well, hey, Steve, do you think anything's going to happen with this distribution in the near future as far as instead of Ohio getting some stuff that we can't get, and Indiana getting stuff that they. You think that's going to change?
No, I don't really see it changing. Things open up all the time, and we'll pick up new product. You know, like the Buzzard Drew's came, and previously it was just in Kentucky.
He's probably talking more like so Ohio don't get Buffalo Trace, and they get a shitload of Weller, but we don't get Weller.
No, it's all tied to different sales, and you know, it's just. I don't think it'll change.
You don't really. See, I mean, there's something wrong with that.
Yeah, it's a weird. I don't know why Ohio gets so much Weller, because we used to get a lot of Buffalo Trace, but really don't anymore.
Yeah, but they can't get anything like Lee Sinclair. They can't get the Indiana stuff.
Yeah, because we get a lot of people that come from Ohio for the Old 55. They love it.
So. Oh yeah, I mean it's.
But even stuff from Buffalo Trace, you know, like Benchmark, they can't get Benchmark in Ohio.
Oh, come on.
Benchmark 8 or the foolproof single barrel.
What was it, $20 a bottle or
it's
something?
Cheap, yeah. Good price. Good.
It's really not bad stuff either.
No, it's good stuff. Steve told me I got one time and I thought, how can they do this? How can they sell it this cheap?
I don't know.
It's good stuff. I mean, I actually prefer it.
Well, because it's younger. I mean, it's kind of like that, the foolproof one. It's 20-some bucks, low 20s or whatever. Yeah, it's not cut down as much, but it's not aged long either. It's kind of like a young Stag Junior, they say.
Well, and Evan Williams still is the best. I mean, for inexpensive booze. Mm-hmm. I think that's
I love their bottle of Bond. It's
It's
so good.
Yeah. You know? But I think tonight we hit some, okay, let's recap this. I drank a Pinhook 117.6 proof. Steve had a Buzzard Roost 115.7. Greg had Jack Daniels 129.5. Excuse me. You hit the highest.
I did. Proof. I was getting ready to say there's a reason for that because I'm dealing with a bunch of lightweights here. They can't handle tolerance. Our liquor.
Yeah. Yeah. We know you have a high tolerance, Greg.
Save me. Save me, please. And my kid, Curly, 116.86 proof. But no matter how you slice it or dice it, the Curly and the Pinhook's the best buys.
This just keeps getting better. Yeah. Every sip I take.
It's just...
I don't know about that, Larry. That Jack's $60.
That's about 50. Well, and it's pretty... I mean, it's for a... That could be an everyday drinker for everybody. I mean, a lot of people, and myself included, every once in a while, I want a 92, 94 proof.
Yeah.
And then I'll usually drink two of them, but then I drink something like fries.
Yeah.
Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
It's a onesie.
Yeah.
So, but I can't get over the price of some of these really high quality whiskeys that are so good, and the price. I'll tell you that Jack Daniel's 12-year-old.
I was getting ready to bring that up.
Yeah, I've got one of those. Would you remember what that cost, Steve? It's about $90.
It's 80 something, I think.
Yeah.
But on secondary, it's outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I was going with this. I would take this single barrel strength over that 12-year Jack any day of the week.
I'll tell you what, I got a four-gate bourbon, four-gate rye, $200 each.
Mm-hmm.
I would take the Jack Daniels 12-year-old or that Jack Daniels over both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if somebody was wanted to spend something stupid on the secondary market, the Jack Daniels would be the one to buy. I think what you hit's a $200 bottle of whiskey compared to what else is out there for $200.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It would hang with a $200 bottle. Yeah, for sure.
And I think the 12-year, even though it's not this high approved, I think the 12-year is definitely a $200 bottle if they wanted to gouge on it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But,
and then again, Elijah Craig.
Oh, that's just.
Barrel strength is 12 years
great.
Old.
Yeah, it's just.
And
great.
It's barrel strength on top of it.
Yeah.
That's the best deal going if you can find it. $70.
$70 to $80, something like that. Yeah, that's good. But Kentucky, hey, Mike, when you're in Louisville, have you ever gone to any of the distilleries like Old Forester or anything?
No. The only time that. When we were working down there, we'd go down and eat somewhere. We ate at this barbecue place. I don't remember the name of it, but it was right down the street from Old Forester and that. But it was by the time we got, everything was closed.
Oh, really?
You know, but it was during the week. It wasn't on weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but the food's good down there. I know that.
Yeah. Well, I would love to get like an Old Forester birthday.
I'd love to try one.
I asked them about that down there, and they said they haven't had it for about 2 years. Yeah. They haven't been able to get it, and they're right there in Louisville. So
I think somebody sitting at this table's got one or two or something.
So, but well, anyway, so what? We'll have to figure out. I'm going to try and get some feedback on this format because with. Going through so many, I hit a stack of all these whiskeys that we've tasted, and I finally hit a pitch them. But we're going to have to revisit a lot of whiskeys to taste. And I think this was kind of neat because everybody was kind of surprised. Mm-hmm. Including myself, because when I drank that Pinhook and I looked at what they said, here they said, Pinhook knows molasses. I didn't smell any molasses.
Thank God, right?
Yeah. Peanuts and caramel.
Do you?
Yeah.
But burnt sugar, I didn't get that either. So, but it's like, I thought it was really good. So.
Well, just real quick, I'm going to throw something in. Like the Heaven Hill is who distributes Elijah Craig Barrel Strength, and also Evan Williams, right? So the Evan Williams 12-year that they got, distillery only, they used to ship to Japan. They probably still do, whatever. That son of a bitch is up there in price. Like it's at the distillery, I think it's $140 or something. Yeah. Why is it?
I don't know.
When you got Elijah Craig, it's only 101 proof, and then you got Elijah Craig made by the same people. That's 12 years old too, and it's.
Well, and you know the thing is,
I just don't get it, man.
I'll tell you. Recently, I'll take one day. I can't remember the rum that you told me to buy. But it was really good. I've got two rums that you told me to buy.
You bought the Blue Chair 16 here.
Yeah, I got that, but I got that other one, Buddies or something, that neat bottle. I'm telling you, that rum, you can eat anything with that, and it tastes good. And that is got that sweet taste to it.
Yeah, it's a different animal than bourbon or rye.
And good, there's such a difference between good rum and cheap rum. It's like,
like Kirkland spiced rum.
Oh God, yeah. I mean, I'll drink cheap bourbon over cheap rum any day of the week.
It's okay if you put it in Coke or something, but I don't drink that. But the rum that you told me about.
The same with tequila too. I mean, cheap tequila. There's so much difference in tequila from a good tequila and a cheap tequila.
I'm still trying on that. I've got a real good tequila that Tara insisted that I would like it. It's okay, but it.
Well, sometimes we just say that just so you buy it.
They're overstocked on there. Yeah.
But which one was it?
You got to push the stuff.
It was an $80-some bottle, but it's okay. Yeah. But I just can't. I can get into the Texas whiskey. I'm really getting back to single malt Scotch. Mm. I've got a Glenfiddich 14-year. Yeah. That's just sensational.
Oh, there's some good scotches, man.
And
they're coming out with some good American single malts now too. That are really good. Yeah.
But the and I'm trying on the tequila. The gin and vodkas are out of my range. I mean I got so drunk on gin in the service I can't look at it.
I used to be that way on tequila, but so on tequila, what's your go-to? Is it not? I'm not saying brand. I'm saying, what are we get, Steve? Añejo, Esperlato,
Repo, whatever. Añejo, Blanco.
The one I like is the second one up.
Repo, Reposado.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know enough about tequila to like it.
I don't either. I just kind of was at a few tastings, and what was weird is they had one that was not aged at all. Blanco. I try. Whoa, man, that stuff's that nasty aftertaste.
That's like where you want a lime and some salt.
Yeah. So then I went to the next one up that was aged up to a year or something, Respirado.
Repo. Repo means it rested, so it's just a short time.
So that one, to me, this is much better than that last one. But then I got to the next one after that, Añejo or whatever.
Yeah, like it.
And it tastes kind of like the first one. It had that weird-ass aftertaste.
See, that's my
Añejos.
Well,
did I can't remember. Did I tell you about my Gringo restaurant experience in Florida?
Probably, but you have to
anyway, two couples, we went to Florida 3.5 months a year for years. So we go in Sandestin, and they got this high-end Mexican restaurant that it looked good, but you could tell it, it's fancy tables, chairs, and everything. And anyway, this waiter comes up to me and he said, would you like our, it was really hot, so I was going to order a margarita. And he said, would you like our house margarita? I said, well, what is that? And he told me about all this one tequila that was top of the line stuff and everything. And he said it is really top drawer. I said, well, how much does it cost? Well, he says $100. Now, this is back in the...
For a margarita?
For a margarita.
One?
One. So
wow.
This is back early 80s.
You better get up and stumble.
I said, what the F is wrong with you? I said, I'm 70-some years old at the time. Mm-hmm. I said, you think I'm chasing chicks or something?
And he said, or do you think I'm senile?
Yeah. But he said, no, but a lot of people buy that because of that.
Really?
And I said, give me your cheap ass tequila and a margarita, because I can't tell the difference.
Yeah, when it's in a margarita.
Yeah, margarita. You can't. How can you tell the difference?
When I make a Bloody Mary, I mean, the cheapest vodka.
Oh, yeah. Mary. As long as you got extra Tabasco and extra hot sauce in it, Jesus, you can't beat it, no matter what kind of vodka you put in it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're at 41 minutes, 39, 40 seconds. And we're going to get ready for our beer podcast. And for popular demand, we're going to try to keep our beer and whiskey podcast down to maybe between 40 and 50 minutes. So let's end this with the national anthem. And I want to thank everybody for listening. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Talk to you on the next podcast. And please let me know if you like this format compared to the other one. And also share this with your friends. Thank you.